प्राप्यते फलं कर्म किं परं कर्म तज्जडं कृतिमो ददौ पतनकारणं फलमशाश्वतं गतिनिरोधकं ईश्वरार्पितं निश्चया कृतं चित्तशोधकं मुक्तिसाधकं कायवाङ्मन कार्यमुत्तमं पूजनं जप चिन्तनं क्रमात् जगत ईषदीयुक्तसेवनम् अष्टमूर्तिभिर्देवपूजनम् उत्तमस्तवात् उच्चमन्दत चित्तजं जप ध्यान उत्तमम् आज्यधारया स्रोतसा समं सरलचिन्तनं विरलतः परम् भेदभावना सोऽहमित्यसौ भावनाविदा पावनीमता भावशून्य सद्भावसुस्थिति भावनाबलाद् भक्तिरुत्तमा हृत्स्थले मनः स्वस्थता क्रिया भक्तियोगबोधाश्च निश्चितम् वायुरोधनात् लीयते मनः वायुरोधनात् लीयते मनः जालपक्षिवत् रोदसार्दनम् जालपक्षिवत् रोदसार्दनम् वायुरोधनात् लीयते मनः
So in verse number 10, Raman Maharshi says, Ritstale mana swastata kriya bhakti yoga bodhascha nischitam. The aim of all four mark, kriya means karma mark, bhakti here means bhakti mark, yog means ashtanga marg and bodh means gyan marg. The aim of all marg is hrit sthale mana. The mind should be placed in hrit. Hrit means atman here. Not the physical pumping heart, but it means atman. So the aim of all four marg which are covered under this text is only one, that the mind should be absorbed in atman. Swasthata, bole, mind will be swasth here. Swasth means it will be no agitation mind. When there is agitation, then it is not swastha. When the mind is agitated, it is not swastha. When it is placed in atman, it is swastha. Now coming to the Ashtanga Yoga, before that we'll see what is the nature of Karma Yoga and what is the nature of Bhakti Yoga. The starting points are different, but we are reaching at the same place. In Karma Yoga, it is action for the God. Everything is offered to the God, action for God. And then after that, the mind is purified, vasanas are exhausted, then at that time we go to the Guru for Shravan, Manan, Nididhyasan, and the mind is absorbed. In Bhakti Marg, what happens? We start with the puja. In puja also we have got different type, Kriya Pradhan, Bhav Pradhan, Gyan Pradhan. After this puja, come to the jap. In jap we have got three types, Uccha, Manda, and Chittajam. And after that, come to Chintanam, meditation. In meditation also, there is Viral, Saral. Viral means with interruption. When I am sitting first, my mind is agitated. Sometimes it goes out, again comes back. So Viral. But we have to put in an effort. This Viral will come Saral. Saral means is the continuous thought of the Lord. Viral becomes Saral. Then it is said, in the Saral and Viral, there will be Bheda Bhavanat and Abheda Bhavanat. Bheda Bhavanat means there is a duality. Duality means me and the Lord are two different. Bheda Bhavanat. But better than Bheda Bhavanat, Abheda Bhavanat. Abheda Bhavanat, so aham. There is no difference between me and the Lord. So in that Abheda Bhavana, the Chintan should be Saral, not Viral. In Abheda Bhavana, there will be also two types. In Abheda Bhavana also, it is Saral and Viral. So it will start with the Viral, but ultimately Saral. So ultimately, we have to put mind in that Atman. So Bhakti Yoga is also taking up to the same point. In Ashtanga Yoga, there are eight limbs. And the ultimate is called Angi. Samadhi is the last. And other sevens are called Anga. These seven help us to reach to Samadhi. They all are working for the ultimate goal of Samadhi. So the first seven steps are called Anga and the Samadhi is called Angi. So what are those steps? We were just seeing in our last session that one thing more, this Ashtanga Yoga is also called Raj Yoga or Dhyan Yoga. It's one and same, Raj Yoga, Dhyan Yoga or Ashtanga Yoga. So what are those eight limbs? It is Yama, Niyama, Asana, Pranayama, Pratyahara, Dharana, Dhyan, and Samadhi. Eight limbs. In Yam, there are five things to be observed. Ahimsa, non-harming anybody, non-violent. Satya, always speak truth. Asteya, not stealing any other's property or intellectual right or copying, something of that sort. Brahmacharya celibacy. This brahmacharya celibacy for the sannyasini is different, and for the householder it is different. It is not total celibacy for the householder, but for sannyasi it is 100% celibacy, brahmacharya. Aparigraha, non-collecting lot of things. What we do, we collect lot of things, and without even, we don't require it, we still keep it. It's accumulation, it's attachment. In Niyama, there is a set of do's which are to be done, like saucha, cleanliness physical and inside mental also. The mind should be clean. Santosa, contentment. We don't have santosa. We want more and more. We set a goal, this much of money is sufficient for my life. When we achieve, we change the goal. We need something more. No contentment, santosa. Tapa, austerity. Some austerity, some tapas should be there in the life. Swadhyaya, you must study the scriptures also. This part is missing in most householders' life, swadhyaya. Ishwar pranidhana, offering it to the Lord. So these are the disciplines at the life level. Next discipline at body level is asana. Asana is what? Sthiram sukham asanam. This is the definition given by Patanjali. The asana should be sthir. We should be able to sit for 2-3 hours without moving a centimeter. And the asana should be sukha sarup, sukham. It should not give you any pain or stress in the body anywhere. When it is sukha swarup, then only it can become sthir. Otherwise, it can't become sthir. So, asana means sthiram sukham asanam. Pranayam. Next comes the pranayam. When the asana is, these are to be followed in serially. Yama, niyam, then asana. Asana is the discipline at the physical level. Then pranayam, discipline at the breath level. Then after that, pratyahar. Pratyahar means discipline of senses. You withdraw your senses from the worldly things, pratyahara. Then dharana. What is dharana? Desa bandha chittasya dharana. Binding mind to a particular object is called dharana. From gather your mind from the whole world and bring it to one object. It is called dharana. And after dharana, bringing it to one object, then comes the dhyan. Focused mind becomes single-pointed. The definition given by Patanjali is, tat pratyay ektanta dhyanam. Now we are thinking about that object and it's ektanta. I mean the thought is only about that object. No other object is there. But the thought is there. So dhyan means, it is called Sabikalp Samadhi. Sabikalp Samadhi means one thought is there for one object only. Thought is there. Dhyan does not mean that there is no thought. In Samadhi, it will be a thoughtless state. In Dhyan, there is Ektanta. One thought continues. Om Namah Shivaya, Om Namah Shivaya, Om Namah Shivaya, Om Namah Shivaya. One thought is continuing continuously, no interruption. It is saral, without any interruption. This is called Sabikalp Samadhi. And thereafter comes Samadhi, Bhava Sunya Sad Bhava Sthiti. This thought which was there in Sabikalp Samadhi in Dharana, that drops. When that drops, you are in the Samadhi. There is no more Triputi. No more Triputi means? What is Amma Triputi? Experiencer, experienced, and process is experiencing. So the experiencer has gone. The process of experiencing is also ended. And that thought was also dropped. What happened to that thought? Katakrenuvat. Katakrenuvat means that thought with all impurities settled down. That is the state of samadhi. So here, Raman Maharshi is not taking all eight limbs. He is not going to discuss all eight limbs. It is not our object. Our object of inquiry is what happens to mind in this Ashtanga Yoga. So he is not going to discuss Yam and Niyam. He has taken only Pranayama. And he will tell you, he will discuss and describe the state of mind, what happens in Pranayama. How far do you go? So it is said, Rodhanath. Rodhanath diyate manah. Vayu Rodhanath. Vayu here means prana. Vayu Rodhanath diyate manah. By controlling your mind gets absorbed. Diyate manah. But how? Bole jal pachivat rodha sadhanam. Bole just like you catch birds by net. The same way. So what is this vayu? What is this pranayam? Bole pranayam is like, you see, we have got purak. There are varieties of pranayam. Purak. Purak means you are inhaling. Then kumbhak, you retain at that place for some time. Then rechak, exhaling, and after exhaling, again you can have kumbhak, you can hold that position for some time. So there are four steps, purak, inhaling, kumbhak, retaining, rechak, exhaling, then again kumbhak, holding it, then again purak. So there are many, many types in this, like while you are doing purak, count 1, 2, 3, 4. Retain it for 1, 2, 3, 4. No exhaling. Again, exhale it, say, by 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 count. Then again, kumbhak, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. Then again, inhale. Varieties. This counting may be starting from 1. So many people have practiced that they take breath once in 10 days also. Dhruva did, no? It is possible by pranayama practice. So this is normal. Then sometimes you have to do like this. Close one nostril, inhale, retain, then exhale from this side. Again, you have to do kumbhak. Again, inhale from this side and hold it. Exhale from this side. Then it is one set of pranayama. So it says, Vayu Rodhanath Liyate Manam. By pranayama, you can control your mind. Liyate Manam. The mind will get absorbed. How it is, how it gets absorbed. But it's a very simple thing. Well, the mind is like a chanchal, it's very chanchal. You give him some job. Liyate. The trunk of an elephant is always rajasic, always moving. So Mahavat gives him a log. Then after that, that trunk is no more moving. Monkey is very chanchal. Give him a stick to hold on his neck. No more chanchal. Similarly, the mind is very chanchal. So you have to give him a job. What is the job? Bole, you see the pranayama. Continuously, the mind is seeing that I am counting 1, 2, 3, 4, then holding it 1, 2, 3, 4, then again exhaling it 1, 2, 3, 4, 6, So mind is absorbed there in one. Liyate mana. It can be controlled. But how is this controlling? Well, its controlling is like jal pachivat. Jal pachivat means you have caught birds in the net. They don't die. They flutter inside. Their fluttering is reduced. But they don't die. Similarly, the mind fluttering has reduced. There were a lot of thoughts in the mind. Now there is only one thought that I have to count. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, this way. So mind is absorbed at one place. Mind is controlled. But this pranayama is a science. You should never do it by your own self, by reading book or by seeing a DVD. Never try to do it. Why so? Because it is prana shakti. Pran, apan, vayan, udan, saman. These pancha vayus, they have got 5 functions. If you somehow disturb this prana vayu, your kriya shakti will be disturbed. So never try to do it by seeing DVDs or by reading book. Don't do it. You should learn it from a guru and then only you should do it. And must do it in his presence so that any problem arises, he will be able to help you. You can't ask questions to TV monitor, this is my problem, or to the book, I am facing this problem, what is the solution? So you should never do that. Raman Maharshi says you can do the same thing by pranavikshan. Pranavikshan. Just see your breath. Take your normal breathing up and down, whatever is going on. What is pranayama? We are utilizing force to the normal thing. It is called hatha yoga. We never count 1, 2, 3, 4. We never retain it for 1, 2, 3, 4. Or exhale 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Well, it's difficult. You have to learn it. But the same thing you can get by pranavichan. Pranavichan means mind is said, you start seeing the breathing process. It's going in, it's going out, bring the mind to this only. You don't have to practice. So jal pachivat. The mind gets absorbed. Ab batao, if I want to absorb my mind in Ashtanga Yoga for 8 hours, what should I do? Hold my nose for 8 hours and do pranayama. Then all the mind will absorb. Batao, it is fruitful? No. There is no doubt about that the mind gets quietened by pranayama. But what will happen when I stop pranayama? The mind which was observing this breath now is free. Like jal pachivat, so long the pachi is, the bird is in the net, it's only fluttering, it can't move out, it can't fly out. But moment it comes out, free to fly. Similarly, the mind here, the moment I stop pranayama, what will happen? It will go to its own avenues, all sense objects it will go. So Raman Maharshi says, is it solution for controlling mind? No. So why it happens? Is there any connection between prana and mind? Raman Maharshi says there is a connection. When we are angry, our pranas gets agitated. You start taking more breathing. But if you are angry, if you take deep breath, mind again becomes peaceful. There is a connection between mind and prana. What is that connection? It is said in the next verse.
Chitta vayava chitriyayuta
Chitta vayava chitriyayuta
Shakhayordvai shakti mulaka
Shakhayordvai shakti mulaka
Chitta vayava chitriyayuta Chitta vayava chitriyayuta Shakhayordvai shakti mulaka
Shakhayordvai shakti mulaka
Bola, they have connection. Chitta vayava chitriyayuta Shakhayordvai shakti mulaka Bola, there is a shakti mulaka. There is one mula shakti. Prakriti, the Maya. That Maya has got Sakhayodvai. It has got two branches. What are those branches? Bole, one is the pran, another is the chit. So they are getting their force, their shakti, their power from the Mula Shakti. And that Mula Shakti is Maya. From Maya they are getting the pran shakti and Chitta Shakti. So the breathing power and the thinking power both are coming from one source. That is called Maya Shakti. So Maya Shakti has got three powers. It has got 100 powers, but in our human personality, it expresses in three ways. First is, you can say, Kriya Shakti. Ichha Shakti and Gyan Shakti. So Kriya Shakti is your pranas. It's our powerhouse. The pranas give you the power. It gives power to your gross body. It gives power to your subtle body also. It's a powerhouse, Kriya Shakti. And Chitta Shakti, there are two in that. That is Ichha Shakti and Gyan Shakti. Mind is Ichha Shakti, intellect is Gyan Shakti. In Chitta Shakti, we have got two, mind and intellect. In mind is considered as Ichha Shakti and Gyan Shakti. So it is said, since it is coming from the one source, so they are connected. Kriya Shakti is connected to the Mool Shakti. And similarly, the Ichha Shakti and Gyan Shakti, together they are called Chitta Shakti. This Chitta Shakti and Kriya Shakti, they are coming from the one source, which is Maya Shakti. It is just like a mango on two branches. If you, on the upper branch, mango is there. On the lower branch, there is no mango. If you pull the lower branch, the upper branch also comes. Why? Because it is connected to one trunk. So since they are connected, so it is possible. They are interconnected. Hence, they can be controlled. But pran is grosser, mind is subtler. It is difficult to control mind, but it is easier to control prana. Controlling prana means doing pranayama. It's easier. Or doing the pranavichan is easier than controlling mind directly. So that is why through pranayama we control mind. And through mind we control prana also. But the other way is difficult. Coming from mind to prana, it is easier from going from pranayama to mind because prana is grosser, mind is subtler. But both are needed. There is one andha pangu nyaya. Andha, there was a blind person. Pangu, there was a lame person. They wanted to cross a bridge. And that bridge had lot of potholes. It was not possible. If you don't see, then you may fall down into the river. So both were standing the other side of the river and both wanted to cross. So Andha person, the blind person, said to the lame person, "You climb on my shoulder and you direct," because his eyes were intact, but he was lame. And Andha, the blind person, said, "I will walk." And they crossed the bridge. Similarly, prana is Andha, blind. And mind has got the eyes. So when they function together, then we can cross. Imagine a situation when there is only prana, no mind. Then it's the only the machine is working. It is just like machine. Continuously you are breathing and your actions or bodies are functioning. All other organs are functioning, but the mind is not there. It is just machine. If mind is there, prana is not there, what will happen? Dead! Because prana is the powerhouse. So prana without mind is a machine. Your all organs will function. But mind without prana, without powerhouse, is dead. So they have got a connection. That is why it can be controlled. But the best way is to do the pranavichan. By pranavichan, you can control your mind. Then in the next verse, Raman Maharshi says,
Laya vinashane ubhayarodhane
Laya vinashane ubhayarodhane
Laya gatam punar bhavati no mritam
Laya gatam punar bhavati no mritam
Laya vinashane ubhayarodhane Laya vinashane ubhayarodhane laya gatam punar bhavati no mritam
laya gatam punar bhavati no mritam laya vinashane ubhayarodhane lay and vinash you have to add the word mana with both of them mana lay mana vinash Manalaya, mana, manabinas, ubhay rodhane. It can be done by restraining each one of them. Laya gatam punarbhavati, but the mind which has got absorbed will come back. Nomritam means, but the dead mind will never come back. It is just like a difference between a sleeping person and a dead person. Sleeping person will come back and the dead person will never come back. Or sleeping person's mind will come back, dead person's mind will never come back. So manolaya and manonas are two different things. By pranayam there will be manolaya, not the manonas. Manolaya, manonas. It's only absorption. Like in the sleep, what happens? We go into the sleep, and when we wake up, whatever we were before the sleep, after the sleep, we are the same. We slept as a doctor, wake up as a doctor, never wake up as engineer. So, manolaya means whatever the state of mind was there before absorption, it comes back. It is explained like this. A guru asked for a glass of water. The shishya went to get a glass of water. In the meantime, guru went into the samadhi, ashtanga yoga samadhi. And when Samadhi broke, then he asked, says, where is my water? Give me a glass of water. I ask you a glass of water. What does that mean? It means whatever the thoughts were there before the Samadhi, the same remains after Samadhi also. He Ashtanga Yoga Siddhi went to a king. He said, I will show you some siddhis, but you will have to give me one white horse if I show you the siddhis. King said, okay. So he absorbed his mind, made himself a ball, and started jumping here and there like a ball. Then siddhis, after showing siddhi, came back. After when the mind came back, he asked him, where is my prize now? Give me prize. I have shown you siddhi. The idea behind is the mind which is restrained by pranayama will come back as it is. So manolaya can be done by pranayama, but manonas will be done by restraining mind itself. Manolaya happens by restraining by pranayama, and manonas will happen by restraining mind by mind. So by pranayama what you get? Manolaya, not manonas. What is this manonas? Should we go in for this or not? What will happen if I come back with manonas, with the destruction of mind? Will I be able to transact with the world or not? Will my emotions will be there or not? Will I be able to hear or come to the satsang or not? Will I be able to perceive all the sense objects with my five Gyanendriyas or not? We must learn first, na, before going into the manonas. Or you stay in manolaya state. If you want to absorb your mind continuously, then go on doing pranayama whole day. Then there will be absorption. No, it is not like that. Manonas is different thing. You see, manolaya is compared like you are using a force. Like a child is not studying, then you ask somebody, you sit by him and see whether he is studying or not. So till such time the guardian is there, the child is studying, the moment guardian goes, child again starts playing. Manolaya is again explained like it's a spring. If you suppress it for some time, so long you keep it suppressed, it will remain suppressed. The moment you remove the effort, again the spring comes back to its own position. Manolaya is again explained like a symptomatic treatment of your disease. So long you have got pain, go on taking the painkiller. The moment you stop the painkiller, again the pain comes. It's a symptomatic treatment. But what is manonas? Manonas is the destruction of your ignorance. There are two types of mind. One is objective mind, another is subjective mind. Objective mind is that by which we perceive the things as it is. I see this book, a thought of book goes into my mind. I see this book as it is. But the subjective mind is the problematic mind. It superimposes that I like this book, I don't like this book. This likes and dislikes superimposition is the problematic mind. We don't see things as it is. So the manonas will happen if you follow what the Raman Maharshi is going to tell you in the next verse onward. But it will never happen with the pranayama. your ignorance will never be removed by pranayama, because mind is only absorbed. And the moment you stop pranayama, again the mind goes back to its own field, like jal pachi vat. What is this likes and dislikes? Anything we see, we superimpose our likes and dislikes on it. And each person has got its own likes and dislikes. Each person has got different likes and dislikes. We don't see the things as it is. We superimpose on this something. How is that? Anatmani, Atmani Buddhi is ignorance. Anatmani, Atmani Buddhi. Thinking something unreal as real. Is our wrong understanding. It is ignorance. We think the money or the objects of the world has got happiness. It's a wrong thinking. It is our likes and dislikes. But when we study scripture, we come to know that the happiness is not there in the object or in the money. How this ignorance will go away? Well, you have to do the manonas. You have to destroy this subjective mind, not objective mind. Objective mind will be as it is. You will perceive the objects, the objective mind will perceive, and like the scientist, they see the things as it is. When they do the research, they see the things as it is. Then they further process it. So manonas is what is desired. So pranayam you will get only manolay. If this ignorance is to be destroyed, then Guruji writes that this subjective mind is to be destroyed, and this subjective mind can be destroyed. Not the objective mind. It's not that your mind is dead now, you can't do anything. So it is said here, layagatam punarbhavati. Layagatam mind, punarbhavati, it will come back again. In the same state as it was earlier, there will not be iota of change in that. Like before going to the sleep, whatever was my state, after waking up, I will be the same person, no change. But in manonas, your ignorance is gone. Now you will see the things as it is. Things as it is means, now you will see the jagat, its nature. What is the true nature of jagat? Now I come to know that the jagat's nature is changing and perishable. Now I come to know that jagat has got no sukh. Sukh is within me. So this ignorance will be removed by manonas. So tell me, you want manonas or manolay? You're not manonas, na? So how that will happen, we will see it in our next class. I'm not going to give you the everything in one go. First I have to tell you what is manolay, what is manonas. Then you weigh yourself, which one you want. If you want manolay, you need not come to the class next time. You can absorb your mind, do on continuously doing, hold on your nose throughout the day to absorb the mind manolay. Keep your mind on this, continuously on pranayama. But the manonas mind, your ignorance will be. You will be living, you will be perceiving, you will be interacting with the world. Everything will be there, but your likes and dislikes will not be there. No rag and dves. You see, in the Prakriti, there is no rag and dves. The sun has got no likes and dislikes. I don't like Mr. J.K. Nair, so I will not give him light. No. Or I want this person, I love this person, or this person's house, so I will give more light. No. Whole nature you will find, no likes and dislikes. And the Shastra says, even the pranas has got no likes and dislikes. Do you know this thing? This breathing, they have got no likes and dislikes. It's continuously going on, going on, going on. And because it don't have likes and dislikes, they are able to function. All indriyas has got likes and dislikes. And they get tired and they need rest. Pranas has got no likes and dislikes, needs no rest. If they also go to sleep, you are dead. See? No rag and dvesh in pranas. That is why it is able to function continuously. In nature, no rag and dvesh. But we have got rag and dvesh, likes and dislikes. And that is why these require rest. Continuously seeing 16 hours a day, then after that, rag and dvesh, sleep. Rest is needed again. Yes.
We say that stula sukshma karana shari vyatirikta pachakosa vita hasa hasta shakshi sachitananda rupa sarvadishta shisha
atma.
Even if the prana is not there, I'm not there.
Yeah, but you have to reach that state, na? Then after that, you don't need gross body, subtle body and causal body. It's not required. Now you know that this gross body, causal body and the subtle body, they have got their functions, they will follow their nature. Asti jayate vardate viprinamate apachiyate vinasyatiti. This will go. Now you are no more attached with the gross body. You know this law will be functioning. I can't reverse this law. What is my ignorance now? My ignorance, people, you know, people are more interested in Ashtanga Yoga. Why? They are more interested in Ashtanga Yoga because they want to keep the body fit so that they can enjoy the world. But a jnani, he is not interested. He is not interested in gross body, subtle body. He has realized, he knows this will be going like this. Chalne to isko. That is the difference. Ajnani gives more importance to the body so that he can enjoy world. That is why they want to do asana. Keep the body fit. I am not saying you should not keep your body fit. You should keep your body fit because the fit body is the vehicle for realizing the truth. That is needed. You have to take care. But the main idea of ignorant people is keep the body fit so that I can enjoy the world. It's not that I want to keep the body fit to realize the self. It's just other way around.
Could some people claim that there is some heart problems or something, diseases get cured by doing pranayama? Is this really true?
Yeah. Pranayama by Ashtanga Yoga, even by the asana pranayama, they definitely have. There is no doubt about it. No doubt about this. Asanas are very, very important, very good. They help you. Now what has happened, we don't sit on the floor nowadays. So that all those asanas, you can't sit in Padmasana or Sukhasana. They definitely have, there is no doubt about it. But you must know what you are doing and what is the purpose of this. Don't get stuck there. If there is an element, if the pranayama or if the other way asanas are going to help you, take that help. definitely you should take help. But the aim should be, my ignorance should be removed. There should be manonas, not manolaya. By Ashtanga Yoga, it will be only manolaya. That is the difference between the Vedantic Samadhi and other Samadhi. People outside, they are interested only in meditation. They want only manolaya, that's all. And they are happy.
Not seeing more than what it is.
Right, exactly. Right. No ragdvesh there.
Na dveshti
na kanchari. No ragdvesh.
All scripture will tell you one and the same thing in different ways. Gita is also saying same thing. Raman Maharshi is also saying the same thing. Upanishad will also be saying the same thing. We have to remove our ignorance. What is our ignorance? Anatmani Atma Buddhi. One which is unreal, we think it is real. As because the Jagat is seen, we think the Jagat is real. Lord is not seen, so Lord is not there. So how this ignorance will be removed is our next topic. Raman Maharshi will take and tell us this is the method you have to follow and you can remove your ignorance. So Raman Maharshi has taken out of the Ashtanga Yoga only pranayam, and he is telling you what you will attain by doing this pranayam. It will be only manolaya. If you are interested in manolaya, go on doing that. Mind will definitely get absorbed, no doubt about that. But manonas will not happen. Manolaya will be happening by the restraining your mind by pranayama. And why it happens? Because it is coming from the same source, Maya Shakti. Maya has got three Shaktis. Kriya Shakti, Ichha Shakti and Gyan Shakti. Kriya Shakti is expressed in pranas and Ichha Shakti is mind, Gyan Shakti is intellect. Since they are coming from the same source, so you can control one by another. So easier way is to do the pranayam to control mind. Any difficulty in understanding? Simple. Simple science. But how to restrain mind by mind is our next topic. We'll take up next day. Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamidachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Hari Om Shri.